Patriots. Man, it's a good evening, as always. It's good to see everybody here. You know, I think there's a responsibility piece in our life that we kind of forget. Not just kind of, I think we forget it in a big way. And I think what that comes from is the lifestyles that we have where everything is centered on our choice in somewhat of a mystical way, that we've convinced ourselves that this world that we're in is always about what we choose, and somehow what we choose we're accountable for, kinda, but not fully. And when we live in that place of choice, but not fully accountable, then we come to a place that we're always able to find excuse or, in the sense of faith, forgiveness for doing whatever we choose to do. It's an odd trap that we're caught in, and we're at one point or another, every single one of us has been in that trap. Whether you are now or not, it's not so much the point that trap is there, and everybody eventually gets caught in it. The world is actually a pretty simple place under God. It's functionally like this. God says, come to me, return to me, trust in me, and I'll take care of you. The condition on that is that we extend love for our neighbor and build bridges. Meaning that every single thing that we do is centered on God first. And when doing that, everything is taken care of. Our protection, everything that we need to live on. We're given dreams. In fact, God encourages us to dream. But it's always a place of pushing into the world in such a way that we're always sharing and looking forward to helping others. And everything we do is centered on that point. There's no me in that. And the world is so simple because our path in everything we should be doing in one way or another should be based on the words of ministry. Meaning every one of us, no matter what you're doing, whether it's art, whether it's repairing cars, whether it's working on motorcycles, whether it's working at the grocery store as a clerk, whether it's pumping gas, every single thing that we do should center on the principal words of expanding God's kingdom. Everything. And that doesn't mean that you're out there, I don't want to get this image like, well, I'm pumping gas, man, but I got my Bible in my hand and I keep beating on people's car. It's not what I'm talking about. It's a perspective of living that in every single thing we do, we're letting God work through us to seek the opportunities to share the joy that he gives us. And sometimes that joy is just being in the presence and showing our light of being who we are. But it's a complete paradigm shift. And it's an important one because it forces us to be accountable in everything, every breath, towards works in our faith. It is not about passivity. It's not about timidity. It's about strength. It's about pushing in. It's about being bold where you need to. It's about being that strong presence where God's flowing through you, that people see it and they know it and they want to be like it. They want to touch it because they want it in their lives because they're wandering so deeply. And there's so much emptiness out here because of the separation that has happened for too long between the relationship of God and the relationship of things. God is speaking so profoundly right now. And he's moving in such big ways, big movements. And he's opening that door to every single one of us saying, follow your passions. Use your gifts that I'm giving you. You have no restraints. You have no limits. Go. Go forward. But to do that, we have to put all of our trust and faith in God. And to do that, we have to remain accountable to that commitment to God. It's not a choice. And that's the difference. It's never actually been a choice. The only choice has been whether we return to God or not. That was a choice given to us from the very beginning. But once we return to God, that is a 100% choice. That's not a toe in, partial toe out. That's not like touching the water to see if it's too cold or too warm. That's the cannonball. I mean, literally, when you jump over there, you're doing the full cannonball into the water, off the diving board, into the deep end, and you better start figuring out how you're going to swim. And if you don't, that's okay too, because God will teach you pretty quick. But there's no in-between. And right now, we're at a point when God's calling the lines more than ever. This isn't a time to be sitting. He's wanting us to stand and push in. He doesn't want any more the idea that a few people take care of the rest. He wants his children all pushing into this fight. He needs his children pushing into this fight. And the beautiful thing is, as God works through us, he's truly enjoying this moment. He's living this to watch us grow. He's experiencing our growth, and through us, he's seeing the world in an amazing way as we grow into it. But the idea of walking in that center place, of deciding, well, maybe today, and I always like to use this example, but I think its point makes the point. It's like, this Sunday I'm going to church. Next Sunday I'm not going to make it. I'll try to make up for it. Can't wait to hear what the preacher says to get me through the week. That is an entitlement culture. It has nothing to do with sovereignty. And it has nothing, in my opinion, to do with God at all. God didn't make us to be in a bunch of entitled marshmallows sitting in a pew. He put us out here to be in the world. He built a structure of how the family should run. He gave us rules to live by. He gave us this commitment to life to spread his kingdom and to live truly faithful to him. Christ has given us that place where understanding that we're imperfect, and God has given us that blessing of the sacrifice of his son, an unbelievable sacrifice, so that there would always be a way to for us to find him and to move through him. By living through the body of Christ. But holy cow, we are in a place right now where God's calling us up. And we're in doing so, this is really, you know, in one way of looking at it, like, it's kind of like, hey, the bill is due right now. I need you. I sacrificed my son for you. This is me speaking so people don't get confused, like I'm somehow trying to speak for God, because I'm not, but this is how I see it. It's really like, sacrifice my son for you. I need you to stand up and I need you to be active in this world, because this is it. This is the big game right now. All the money's on the table. All bets are in. And sure, I can fix it because God can fix this so easily. I don't know how we'll come out of it, but it would be fixed. But that isn't the point. We're supposed to have grown up past that now. And part of our own growth is for us to leave this entitlement world behind us, where we're always looking up going, okay, fix it, God, fix it. He's like, yeah, I got it. Look, I'm working with you. Get off your tail and start moving on this thing. I gave you the gifts and talents. I gave you the beauty and glory of the love of everything I can give you. You just have to hang on to it and believe. And once you believe, I'm right there. And with that, he's going to move through you boldly. He's going to move through us boldly. And there can be absolutely no fear. And if you're having fear, I'm sorry, I'm going to tell you, you're missing the story somewhere. At this point in time, there shouldn't be a patriot out here that's living with any fear. If you're anchored with God and faith, there should be none. Because there is nothing to fear. God has got this as long as we're standing into this fight and pressing in. Like I said, God can fix this. We've like, hey, I'm going to drop the flood on everybody, which actually said he wouldn't do again. But my point is, it's historically, he's got the power, right? This isn't that, though. This is about seeing if his children will make a choice, seeing what choice they will make. And being there to just open his arms as wide as possible. It's like, here I am. Jump on board. This is true, true awakening right now. This is where we're at. Our SPIF commander earlier tonight sent me a picture from Bucharest, Hungary. Or maybe it's Bucharest, Romania. I think it's Bucharest, Romania. Sorry. But anyway, from Bucharest. And it's a picture, and it's literally as far as you can see, a distance that must span literally the city of New York, well beyond that. I mean, it's just, it's miles. And all it is people with flags and lights. And what are they doing? They're out in the streets together, thousands, thousands and thousands of people, literally, as far as you can see. It's like the downtown LA, all lit with people in the streets. And what are they demanding? That their entire government resign. When we talk about standing up, when we talk about starting to take action with God, I want you to imagine thousands and thousands of patriots. Thousands of patriots across this nation demanding justice, demanding that this whole fake nonsense that we're dealing with up here with Sleepy Joe, resigns. And doing it in not only the power of presence, but doing it with the power of prayer in him. There is a concept that has been so deeply embedded in our culture, especially with the conservative side. And I'm going to be blunt. It's, to me, it's part of this sellout of the church, because the church isn't teaching people anymore to be bold. They're not teaching people anymore to stand up and like Christ did, stand up to wrong. They're teaching people to be passive, delicate, don't offend somebody, be accepting. Man, it's a good thing Christ wasn't like that. I don't know what we'd be right now. Could you imagine? Imagine him going into the temple of the Pharisees. Gentlemen, excuse me. I don't know if you know or not. I'm God's son. And I just like to raise my hand and point out something. You're not being very nice. You're not being very nice to my dad, to my father. Come on, patriots, you know what I'm saying. This is like, that's the most nonsense thing in the world, and most of our churches are teaching it like that. It's ridiculous. And it enrages me. In a righteous way, just so I'm clear. But it does. It gets my blood going. Man, I'm telling you, Christ is bold. What a warrior. My dad and I were talking about this the other night. Just what an amazing warrior. First of all, he's a carpenter. I've told you that before. And you have to remember that in that day, carpenters, like, not like you go down to Home Depot and you're like, hey, can I get a couple 2x4s and maybe a 2x6? And I'd like to get an 8-foot section of a 2x10. I'll need that too, and I need a sheet of plywood. That's not the way it worked. You're talking of an era where, okay, I need to get some lumber. Okay, so I got to cut the tree. I got to hew the log. Then I've got to split the log, and I've got to cut it down. Oh, not with a power tool. not with a power splitter, and not with some mobile sawmill. You're going to do it all by your hands. Christ was strong. And I don't see him as like a big bodybuilder. I think he was probably very sinewy, but immensely strong as a man. He had to be if he was a carpenter. There's no way around it. It's not like he's over here, easy. I've got to make a little piece on this chair. Heck no. He's hand planing wood. If I don't know how much you've done this. I've done a lot of this, and I'm going to tell you. It is tough work, and I worked hard at learning some of the old skills because it's in my family to learn how to do all this by hand. That's what I did when I started doing timber framing. I was doing all my own joints. We were shaping a lot of our own timbers. It was amazing. It was an amazing time. But I'm telling you, he was a strong and fierce man. Compassionate, loving, but he had a fierce side. Could you imagine him today walking into the churches going, hey, what's going on? People are like, oh, we're sitting over here in the pew listening to how we need to get along. Please sit down. He'd be like, what? And then they'd see the offering plate. And the next thing you'd see is that offering plate like flying across half the room. He'd be like, what is this? Well, we're catching money for the church. Didn't I tell you that once before? Knock it off. I'm animating a little bit, obviously. I can't know if Christ would do that. But my point, that's kind of my vision, right? I mean, seriously, you'd be walking and you're like, this is nonsense. Who's teaching this thing anyway? I am. What's going on? It's a 501c3. We're all giving donations so we can get a little bit back. You know, your father doesn't mind, does he? If we get part of our donation back? Man. What's corruption this is, right? And it turns everybody into milquetoast. I hope you know what I'm talking about. Like you put hot milk on it's gross. I can't stand it, by the way. But it's like you soak, imagine soaking a piece of white bread in milk, warm milk. This is what a lot of people have become out here. That's why, I don't want to make any inroads. I think I better put on a face diaper. It's just milquetoast. Christ wasn't milquetoast. Man, when God put Christ on the ground, he put his A team on, A double plus team. He's like, I'm bringing in the heavy armor, people. He's going to show you something. And he did. And then right at the end, when everybody's like, he's going to be arrested. So as the sword comes out and cuts off the ear of the servant, Christ is like, that's enough. And he plays his ultimate hand. And what is that? I'm not saying he's thinking this, but it's basically like, yeah, this is going to suck. It's going to hurt. It's going to be horrible. But in the end, I'm going to play the ultimate ace. I'm going to free every person on this earth if they simply choose to follow me and be faithful to Father and trust in him. But nowhere in there did it say, and as part of the condition, you no longer have to do anything. You don't have to be accountable for anything, and you can be milquetoast. He didn't put that in the contract. Patriots, there's enough of us here on this channel alone to change the nation. I just want you to know that, okay? Here's some numbers for you. On an average day, there's 160,000 people, whether some are repeats, obviously, but there's 160,000 views on an average day between the channels of Bards FM. Let's just say there's 20,000 of that are all original every day. I don't know. I don't have those numbers yet. We're working on that, okay? You don't need a battalion. You need committed people like that in every town to shake the earth. There's enough people right here on Bards FM to change this nation, to put a stop to this nonsense, to be bold, to lead their communities, and to stand up and say, guess what? I'm here. Guess what, folks? I'm here. God's with me. I'm going to walk that path of Christ. I'm going to live through his body as I do so because I have no fear of this. And to let people know. And that's where it comes down to this choice. There wasn't a choice in Christ's walk any more than what God has said. That it's like, okay, well, today you can decide whether you want to be with me, and then you can reevaluate tomorrow and decide whether you want the free plan or whether you'd like to maybe get the professional plan. We have a deluxe business plan if you'd like to invest a little bit more. That's not part of the deal. That's the nonsense of today. And it sure as heck wasn't a free trial rate where you're like, okay, free trial, but at the end of the 30 days of the free trial, you're going to have to pay $120 to get a year subscription. It's none of that. It works like this. In or out? How's that? Are you in? Yeah, okay. If you're in 100%, you win the lottery. If you're out 100%, you're on your own. Somehow, I just don't see that to be a difficult choice. I really don't. What's the rules? One rule. Obey me, trust in me, follow me, and work, and let me work through you, and I'll guide you to the greatest world you've ever seen. And then you get this. Yeah, but man, I want to own that rapture. I want to do that. Okay, there's the door, buddy. Go ahead, walk right over there and grab that new rapture from Ford. I'm sure you're going to love it. And by the way, there's a little bit of debt. Don't come looking for me to pay your doggone bill. It's not difficult. And it's not difficult to be bold and strong. It's not difficult to be one that stands with God and Christ in this world at all. It's just a matter of a choice. That's it. In or out. And nowhere in that in or out is there, oh, wait, I'd like to take gray. I would like to today, what I would really like to do, God, if you don't mind, I want to get that pinprick, and I really want to wear a face diaper because I really don't want to make wakes, but I also want to get the inheritance. It's like, and if it was me, I'd be like, I'm writing you out of the will. Get out of here. Good thing I'm not in that place. I wouldn't be very kind. God's much more kind than I am. God's very loving and forgiving, kind of, most of the time. Our accountability, our responsibility is accountability through God in all that he does. It's a one-way choice. It is a simple black and white choice. You're in or you're out. There's no in between. There's not much in that place of like running between the, it's like people trying to mow the lawn, right? It's like, I'm going to mow the lawn over on God's side for a little bit. I'm going to kind of rub shoulders with God and feel pretty good. And then I'm going to race over to the other side with my lawnmower and I'm going to touch side with that darkness, because I think that's pretty cool. I want to hang around with some guys that wear leather and put gags in their mouth and like, oh yeah, that's kind of cool for a little while. Whoa, don't want too much of that. Then I'm going to run over to God's side again and rub my elbows on that again. I'm going to get that dust on my elbow and feel real good. That is not the way life works, man. It never has. But this whole con job that has been put on the public, they're like, okay, well, you know, I tried it for a while when I was young, didn't like it, decided, well, yeah, what the heck, I'm going to go out on my own. And do what? Well, I went to the world and I discovered that I could change my gender. Well, hell, that's a good idea. And there's a one-way ticket to hell, by the way, with it. These people just drive me crazy. So, Patriots, let's not waffle. Let's give God all that he's asking. It's not difficult. Make a choice and be bold. And don't accept this tyranny. Lead your communities. There's enough of us, like I said, here alone to shake the nation. And it's growing. Build the bridges. Use your gifts and talents. Meet your neighbors. take a concern for how their well-being is. I don't care who they voted for. I really don't. Seriously? Make some cookies. Make some bread. Make a pie. Crank some ice cream. I'll tell you, that's some fun. Seriously. You all know I do it every Sunday with my dad. It's fantastic. And no, we don't make a huge batch just so people don't think like, man, he must be getting the size of a blimp. No, I'm not. Just so we're clear. We have it like down to what we need. But it's just fun doing it. I think I'm going to have to make sure we have homemade ice cream at the Bard's Fest at the end of the summer. I think that's going to have to happen. But it's a process. Like we're planning on having a lot of friends over here soon and we're going to crank a big batch and we're going to get everybody involved, partly because we had to master the batch deal. We had to get down the recipe. We got it down perfect. Now it's like the best vanilla ice cream in the whole world. But see, that's the thing is like, that's what we do. We build community through gifts and talents. Whatever your passion is, man, if you're good at making bacon wrapped turkeys, which I'm not, but some are and they're exceptional, make them. That's pressing in God's way. And that's the easy part. The hard part's when we come across those that are in great despair and need. And we know what to do there. So Patriots, this is an amazing time. The world is watching. God is waiting. Every one of us has an amazing gift and amazing talents. And they need to be used at the fullest potential. And there's no limit to how far you can go with this. The only limit is you. The only limit is the programming from that matrix that we're all walking away from. So right now, if you just envision yourself standing at the edge of the waters of the Red Sea, okay? Before you, the seas are beginning to part, and you have to make a choice. You're literally all in or you're all out, because once you get halfway down that ocean, you're not going to get a chance to go, oh, wait a minute, I think I'd rather run back to the backside as the Pharaoh's army's coming up your tailpipe. This is where you are. And through there, through that walk, and that walk, that way, that wave is, that ocean's going to part. That sea is going to part. When you grab onto your gifts and talents and you tell God, I'm here, I'm ready to walk forward. Guide me, show me, lead me. I'm listening, and I want to go as far as I can go. And that's where it begins. 20,000 people, 100,000 people, 1 million people, 74 million people. Man, the earth is shaking. And it's all centered on one thing. Gifts and talents and letting God live and work through us. I'm going to close with Isaiah 1:17. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Correct oppression. Bring justice to the fearless, to the fatherless. Plead the widow's cause. It's never been difficult. The only difficulty has been us. We're growing up now. And the decision sits before us. We're accountable, and the world is waiting, as is God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for these times we come together. Lord, thank you for just giving us the range of exploration you've given us, the ability to work within you, to explore all that you are within our lives. We are so grateful, Lord, for the gift that you've given us to just run as far as we can, to climb as high as we want, to dig as deep as we want to go. You've given us the gifts and talents. You're standing there with arms open, just asking us to let go and go as far as we can. And we hear you. So, Lord, we stand here at this moment, embracing this, grateful for this opportunity. For some, we're a little unsure. Our footing isn't quite solid, but Lord, we know that you're going to be there to show us that way, to show them how to step. And we know that the whole thing is so simple, just to trust in you fully, to let go, to live through you, and let you guide us in all that we do. To expand your light, to expand your kingdom, to awaken the dark souls, and to give hope and light and illuminescence to all of the children in the world. So thank you, Lord, for this amazing opportunity, for this amazing time in which we live. We're humbled by the sacrifices made on our behalf, the sacrifice of your only Son, Jesus Christ, to give us true freedom. And now, Lord, we just pray that we can live through that and live into that like never before. To let you smile upon us, to live through us and experience the glory of seeing us truly awaken as your children, and to embrace the true inheritance which you set before us. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. All right, Patriots, another day, another step up the ladder. And every time we go up a rung, there's no possible way you can go down. Each step is a challenge. Each step is an accomplishment. Each step is another step closer to God. There's no limit. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Let God just shine through you. Pray. Listen. Pray some more. And then do. Faith and works. Knowing that God is always with you, he will never forsake you. And in the end, he will guide you. With him, we will achieve victory. I'll see you in the morning at 5 a.m. Pacific, 8 a.m. Eastern. Until then, or until the next time, God bless, and out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. I can see it now, I can see it now. We're on the edge of a moment, been out of our depth, now we're diving in. The light up ahead, we're running to it. We're on the edge, now we're diving in. Stay a while and you'll see that every broken dream fit together flawlessly, pave the road to better things. Letting go of the moments that could only keep us down. I can see it now. sets down over the hill where the lost got found. Reaching through somehow, oh, you're an island when the world is too loud. When the seasons change, I know the space between us will stay the same. Resting on this faith, when your soul answers calls far away. Safe place to hide from the rain.